It's cool.
So, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to CITR. Shit.
No, that's great.
Wait, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on... Hi there, this is Cindy Lee. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR. Did that work?
Oh, the king of yam, he's a fine old man. Put him in a pram, cook him up with clams. Oh, the king of sweets, with his nightshade treats, roasts well with beets, and he never cheats. That bean sprout king, it's got a right old ring. Legumes sing, but it isn't just the produce that keeps me coming back. The cardboard box it comes in makes me smile. The double corrugation makes them so easy to stack, and the graphics beat most other brands with their understated style. A personified fruit and a rotted root. Nothing's quite as cute as a gourd in a suit. A California grape, a tuber with a smoke, an onion on a bike, with streamers on its spokes. A broccoli crown in an uptown gown, by the pound. It comes rubber bound, but it isn't just the produce that keeps me coming back. The cardboard box it comes in makes me smile. That double corrugation makes them so easy to stack, and the graphics beat most other brands with their understated style. Oh, the king of yam, he's a fine old man.
All right. King of Yams. King of Yam is a song by Duncan Martin, released in 2020 on the album 2020. And that song goes out to my pal Charlie, who requested that song after he stayed with us recently and noticed that we used a King of Yam box for our recycling box. That's where the paper goes, and then we take it outside. And he sent me this. It was like, oh, there's another Duncan in Vancouver who wrote an ode to the King of Yam box and how much he loves it, and I'm right there with him. So, Duncan Martin, great job. Enjoy your box, and we will continue to look admiringly at ours. It's a great box. If you're ever at City Avenue Produce, Commercial and 7th, see if they have a King of Yam box up for your groceries. Great stuff. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And it is really picking up here on campus. New students have moved into residences. The Jumpstart program is getting first years acquainted with UBC, and you can feel the energy ramping up. And next week, classes start, and it is going to be pandemonium yet again, as it is every September. On today's show, we've got a lot of new stuff, some new Ostra, some new Water From Your Eyes, new Discovery Zone, some new Banana House and TJ Felix, and previewing a couple of shows happening in the coming days. But we're going to start off with some new Rec Center. Formerly of Vancouver, now out of Toronto, and they have a new single out called Polly and Andy, and that's how I want to start the show, besides the King of Yams. So here we go. Here is Rec Center. Here is Polly and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
CITR's block party at Green Auto on August 31st. Well, why are you in such a rush? Well, I'll tell you. It's because I'm gonna see Beats, Blues and Bars, Emma Goldman, Miguel Maravilla, Mechanical Bull, Magic Triangle, Yon and the Trinkets. Now I understand why you're going so fast. That's right, try and keep up. And I'll be there at exactly 3 p.m. at Green Auto on August 31st. Because guess what? The event is free. It's also by donation, with 100% of proceeds going to Megaphone Magazine. That's f***ing awesome. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Be there at CITR Block Party at August 31st, 3 p.m. Now vroom vroom.
Do you remember? On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogene Ofegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca. Let's ride.
Look, I'm concerned as a matter of fact. Contact, contact, all the shattered impact. Shake three. Crisis, no longing for truth. Yeah, the long, hard road from here to truth. Shake six. Look, face contort, face the music that crashed. There's a war on stage, stop the glow into ash. Shake nine.
From their brand new record entitled It's a Beautiful Place. That's the band Water From Your Eyes, and that was the song playing classics. I first became aware of that band because of a side project of Nate Amos, one of the main songwriters, one of the two people that are part of that band. His other band is called This Is Lorelei, which I really like. Haven't come to Vancouver yet, but it'd be good to see that he's still active. Before that, we heard Ostra from Toronto with her new song, Math Equation. And then at the top, Alex Hudson's side project, or his project, his music thing, Rec Center. And that was the song, Polly and Andy. Very good. Boiler Room is a DJ series that often films their DJ sets and puts them online, and very fun DJ series. They are coming to Vancouver tomorrow. They're going to be playing. They've got a party happening at Deer Lake Park from 5 till 10, and they're bringing a bunch of people, The Dare, who worked with Charlie XCX on Brat, and some other people, including Danny Brown and Hudson Mohawk, are going to be there. And the one person that almost got me there, I actually bought tickets and then sold them because I was like, I don't want to have to get all the way out to Burnaby on a Friday afternoon. But Tiga, Montreal DJ, is going to be there, and I've never seen Tiga, and I love his music. So we're going to hear Tiga's latest single. It's called I Am What I Am, featuring MRD. Get your dancing shoes on. Here we go. Here is Montreal's Tiga.
I am what I am, and I like what I like.
All right, I meant to warn you before kicking into the Emma Goldman, but I'll check in after the song's done. Sorry about that. All right. Well, that showed the range, didn't it? That was Emma Goldman from their new album, All You Are Is We. And that was the song, I Don't Think Much at All. And Emma Goldman are going to be headlining the CITR Block Party, which used to be the Victory Square Block Party, but it's no longer in Victory Square. It's been moved to Green Auto. So venue to Victoria and Pandora, just north of Hastings. Great spot. There's going to be two stages. It's going to be really fun. There's a raffle. It's still a fundraiser for Megaphone Magazine and lots of other bands playing. I'm really excited to see Yon, whom I've never seen, but there's lots of really great bands playing. So make your way Sunday afternoon. Make your way down to Green Auto, and it'll be a grand old time. And I had meant to check in before that song playing because it's a pretty noisy number. So, yeah, before that, we heard Caitlin Aurelia Smith with the title track from her new record, Gush. And before that, we heard Discovery Zone and John Moods from Berlin. That was their new song, Change into One Another. And at the top, we heard Tiga, who's going to be playing in Deer Lake Park tomorrow afternoon. All right, going to stay in the rock mode. Banana House have announced a new record. It's called Grounders. It's going to be coming out on mono tapes later this year. And the second single is out. It's called Ready Body, Learning Mind. Oh, but before we hear that, we're actually going to hear Hunched Man. They have a split with Huge Prick, and we're going to hear the song Void the Noid. I'm kind of all over the place today. My apologies. Okay, here's Void the Noid. Here's Hunched Man. Here is some rock and roll for you.
Come on! Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Local voices matter. Yours, mine, the hosts on this community station. You know it, I know it. Now it's time for the government to support it. With your help, stations like this one will continue to do amazing things. It's called the Community Radio Initiative. Learn more at mycri.ca, and together we can make a difference for our community. Again, mycri.ca, because local voices are what shapes our neighborhoods.
Hey everyone, it is 1 p.m. again, time to wrap up this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for tuning in. At the top there we heard, did I go? Oh yeah, wow. It was quite a scattered show today, gotta say. I'll get it back for September. I'm gonna lock in, don't worry. We heard Hunched Man with Void the Noid. Then we heard Banana House with Ready Body Learning Mind. Then we heard Sound Effects from their new album No Songs Yet. That was the song Nothing Happens Next, and that is one of the many projects of Tom Whalen. He also records under the name Tommy Tone, New Vaders, Cadillac Springs, has been a member of many different bands, and that is Sound Effects, his new band. You can find it on trashtonics.bandcamp.com. After that, we heard TJ Felix from the new record Proof of Consciousness Part 1. That was Teachings of the Wretched Fang, and we just heard Devours from the most recent LP, Sports Car Era. That was the song Sword Swallower, Zendaya's Fortress. And Devours is playing tonight opening up for Dune, hence the Zendaya check-in or connection. Not the new Dune, the old Dune, the David Lynch Dune. He's going to be performing at the Polygon Gallery in North Vancouver, just next to the Lonsdale Quay, at 7:30 tonight. And then they're going to do an outdoor screening of David Lynch's controversial our divisive Dune from 1981-79, I don't know, starring Kyle MacLachlan and Sting. Yeah, maybe you can make it out there. If you don't, there's another thing you could do, which is go see Tonk. Their new album Wildflower has just released, and they're going on tour with the Round Delays to celebrate. So they're kicking off the tour and releasing the album tonight at Green Auto. And then they're going to be heading around all over, all the way to Calgary and back. This is the song Wildflower. It's the title track from the new record. This is Tonk. Have a great week, everyone.
At the end of the track, where the wind comes to me.